Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final half hour of the Jones and Key fill-in John Lyons and Dan Ball show with Jackson Burns producing. And then we have Red Sox baseball coverage beginning at 12:35 with Joe Weil. Red Sox Guardians at 1:35. Hopefully they can start September off well. We are going to talk some Red Sox a little later. Before we get to our NFL predictions, Dan, just quick wrap up. I mean, the Gonzalez thing, Mike Vrabel says he's not going to practice today. It really, to me, puts Wednesday into focus because Wednesday is going to be the biggest practice day of the week. They have players have tomorrow off. I think if you don't see Gonzalez Wednesday, you're not seeing him week one.
Right, yeah, because you're talking about, all right, we're fully into game prep come Thursday, Friday. We're getting into walkthroughs. We're really fully, you know, working more on scheme than actually getting guys out there. So it just doesn't feel like enough time once you get past Wednesday, to your point. So, yeah, that certainly does put Wednesday into focus, and I don't feel great about it.
Yeah, me neither. Because really he's been out so long.
And there's no crumbs of, oh, we see him, you know, working on the side fields. We see him without, you know, either compression sleeve on his leg or something that would suggest he's making tangible progress towards coming back. So that's a massive concern. Absolutely a massive concern.
All right, Dan.
Okay.
NFL season starts Thursday. Patriots start the Mike Vrabel era of games on Sunday.
Thank God.
I did some NFL predictions with Tom Carroll yesterday, but I want to hear what you have to say. So let's get into it. Jackson Burns, you're going to help us out.
All right, yes. Let's start with the mighty or not so mighty AFC East. Who's winning that?
Used to be mighty. Now I still have the Buffalo Bills on top. I think it's maybe the easiest path the Bills have had to win this division in a while. Where
ever.
The Patriots, yeah, potentially, because it kind of feels like old school Patriots dominating the AFC East, because the Pats are on the way up, but I'm not as high on them as others. I think the Dolphins are on their way down and a poor start to the season away from probably firing Mike McDaniel and starting this whole thing over again. You know you can't win in the playoffs with Tua because he can't win under 40 degrees Fahrenheit. And the Jets are still a bit of a dumpster fire. So, yeah, I think it's the Bills relatively easily.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's the Bills. I actually think the Patriots finish second in this division and go 9-8. And I think the Dolphins finish last.
Wow.
There's just, yeah. That
what a disaster that ended up becoming.
You know what it is? I mean, everybody worships these young, hip offensive minds. The only one that's ever really won is Sean McVay.
It's true.
I mean, Kyle Shanahan's gotten to a couple Super Bowls, so I guess he's obviously a good coach.
Andy Reid too, but he's not young or hip.
Yeah, I don't view him as the tight pants offensive coordinator crowd. Yeah, he's not in that group.
No, it's true. Everybody did try to get their own McVay Jr.
And like Zach Taylor got to a Super Bowl. but they didn't win it.
Right.
And Kevin O'Connell's never gotten to one. So it's like they're good coaches, but I think people worship them like, and it's still, to Jackson's point, it's still Andy Reid winning Super Bowls or Nick Sirianni with a great roster. Like,
and
those are guys.
Specific to Miami, too, I just we know exactly what Tua Tagovailoa is.
Brian Flores was right about him.
He's a fine quarterback. He can win you some games in the regular season, but unless everything is picture perfect around him, he's not going to do anything, to me, extraordinary to win games that you're not supposed to win, and that's a difference-making factor you just have to have.
All right, flying north, we got the AFC North.
For me, AFC North, I think it's Cincinnati's turn. I've got the Bengals. They had a lot of noise around them in the offseason, but they were able to get their contract situation set up. Defense still needs to take another step, but I think Joe Burrow is primed for a fantastic year. And so hopefully everybody can stay healthy. I've got the Bengals.
I have the Bengals as a playoff team, but I have the Ravens winning this division.
They're going to be hard to top.
Elite team last year added Jaire Alexander. So I like your Bengals optimism, but I think the Ravens win the AFC North.
Going south, AFC South.
AFC South for me, I have the Texans. I think they, it was such a bizarre year one to year two for the Texans, where it looked like they had the quarterback of the future, the offensive coordinator of the future. Then 1 year later, their offensive line can't protect C.J. Stroud. They're firing Bobby Slowick, but I think there's a bounce back. I really like what they have around C.J. on that offense, and D'Amico Ryans is a good coach. So I've got Houston in that division.
Yeah, I have them almost by default because I just think the Jaguars, new head coach, I mean, they'll be better, but I don't know. The Colts, I think Daniel Jones, I'm not a believer there.
Can you imagine Daniel Jones is winning a quarterback competition anywhere?
I know.
Anywhere.
And you can imagine the Patriots lost to the guy that he beat out in the competition. Titans might be the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah, very true. The South just in general, too, both AFC and NFC.
Not good.
It continues to be a mess.
Thank God they have college football down there.
Yeah, no kidding,
I'll just say that. Thank God they have college football down there.
All right, so do we have any upsets, or are we all agreed on the AFC West?
I have an upset.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
I have the Los Angeles Chargers.
Okay, so I have a quasi-upset because I have the Chiefs winning the division, but I have the Chargers going deeper in the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
Because I think the Chiefs are just, they have that operation going with Reed and Mahomes. It'll be enough. They'll win like 12 games. I think the Chargers, they might take a few weeks to fully find their footing, and then they'll win 11, so they'll just miss.
Okay.
But they'll go deeper in the playoffs.
I like that. I also haven't completely bought in on the hype around the Denver Broncos yet.
I have to a point. Like, I think they can be a playoff team.
Yeah.
Do I think they're, like, some people, I think, look at them as some sneaky AFC championship game pick. I don't have them that good.
I do.
Like, playoff team, but not that good.
Because the AFC is, I would say, significantly weaker than the NFC this season, I do have them in there as a wild card team this year, but I really like what the, and I'll skip ahead and say that Jim Harbaugh is my coach of the year pick for that, reason.
Take that.
All right, moving over to the NFC, let's start in the East.
NFC East, again, this is kind of Eagles by default almost. I thought the Commanders were going to give them a run, but I mean, from beginning of the offseason to now, has there been a team that has fallen on harder times than the Washington Commanders? You have to trade Robinson, you nearly trade McLaurin, and all of a sudden, it seems like the luster has just completely fallen off, at least from a league perception perspective.
I still think Washington's good, but Philly's the best roster in the NFL.
Right.
Like, so they're the best. They're defending champs, best roster. And some of those guys, like Jalen Carter, Cooper DeJean, they were young players last year. Like, they're only going to get better. Even Jalen Hurts, like, they're, and I know Saquon Barkley's probably not going to give you 2,000 yards again. I get it. But, like, Devonta Smith's going to get a little better. Like, some of these guys are going to get even better than they were a year ago. So, yeah, I'm Eagles as well.
Another two-team division, it would seem, is the NFC North.
Yeah, NFC North, I think it's a three-team division.
Yeah, I guess the Packers could be in it, huh?
I'm waiting for Jordan Love to kind of take that next step, and I'm wondering if this is a year where he could.
I think the Packers are going to win the division.
Oh,
yeah, I do.
Okay.
And I think part of it is the Micah Parsons trade, but they had the fifth-best offense in 2024, and they added Matthew Golden to it in the first round. That's good. I think Detroit, look, they're awesome, but they lost their offensive and defensive coordinators. I think that they'll need to recover a little bit from that. I still think they're going to win 10, 11 games.
Yeah.
And Minnesota's interesting to me because last year they won 14 games. 9 of them were one possession games.
Right.
And I like J.J. McCarthy, but he's taking over a team as a first-year starter that had 9 one-possession wins. So I could see them dropping back to 9 or 10 wins and maybe just missing the playoffs or just making it. But, again, I just think Green Bay, to me, is now the best team in that division.
That Micah Parsons trade
that
does.
That just put them over the top.
Yeah.
I am right there fair. With Detroit, and then that kind of puts them a little bit over.
Because, yeah, it did seem like the offense was ready to carry a potential playoff run, but the defense just kind of wasn't meeting them stride for stride. I am still giving the Lions the slight edge in that division. I want to see all those pieces together, especially on offense. I want to see which wide receiver in Green Bay can establish himself as Jordan Love's true number one target. It seemed like last year it was Jaden Reed who was kind of on his way up. I just did all my fantasy drafts, so trying to figure out who the Packers' number one wide receiver was something I didn't enjoy. But I'm going Lions for the time being. I really like Aiden Hutchinson as a comeback player of the year and a really nice story to put this group together. But we're starting to get to put up or shut up time for the Lions in this Dan Campbell group. And can Jared Goff win a big playoff game? Can they win at home? So I'm believing in them in the regular season. Playoffs, we shall see.
Oof. All right, NFC South.
NFC South, again, kind of a mess. I'm buying in on the Penix hype. I'm going Falcons in the division.
So they have a really interesting young core with Bijan Robinson in London, some of those young offensive linemen.
Right.
It's, can Penix be the guy?
Yeah.
I think that's the question. I still go Tampa here. A little more experienced. I think they're a little bit better. But, Dan, I'm not going to be surprised if in a year or two it is the Falcons division. I think there's a lot to like there. And I think Raheem Morris is a good coach.
Yeah.
I just think maybe it's going to be another year for me.
I think that's absolutely fair. And I'm curious to see if Penix by season's end what he looks like versus the beginning.
I think he will get a lot better.
The one thing that I'm wondering about specific to the Bucs, I'm just waiting for that incredible wide receiving duo of Evans and Godwin. At what point do they start to lose that step that you can't get back? Because they've still been consistent when they're healthy, consistent near 1,000-yard players. But I'm just waiting for it to kind of go down the other side of the roller coaster. So I'm going to bank on Atlanta taking that step this year. And hey, maybe Kyle Pitts won't be one of the hardest players to watch in football, or trying to handicap in football, that is.
All right, rounding it out with the NFC West.
NFC West, for me, I have, where's the NFC West? I have the Rams winning the NFC West. And I think the hottest take out of everything is that I think San Francisco is going to be last in that division.
I think San Francisco is going to win that division.
Really?
Yeah, because I think it was so many injuries last year. And San Francisco's right on the edge of their window closing.
Yes.
Because, like, some of those guys getting older and guys like McCaffrey have miles on their legs. I think Arizona's bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think Seattle is, I mean, they gave up the second highest pressure rate on their offensive line last year. I don't think it's much better this year. The Rams, I'll say this to your point. They gave the Eagles the toughest game they had last year. They almost won that game in Philly in the divisional round.
Right.
I just don't know if Stafford's going to be healthy. He's been out. I mean, we were talking about Christian Gonzalez earlier. Stafford's missed training camp. He's got this injury. They say he'll be fine. If he's fine, I could see them winning the division.
Right.
And going deep in the playoffs. Because I'm not sure about him, I'm picking San Francisco.
Okay, that's fair. And yeah. To your point,
but I mean, your Rams pick. I'm worried about Stafford's health.
I mean, and it's a back injury, right? I mean, that's the
for
kind
an older guy.
Yeah,
too.
And that impacts just anybody who has any kind of back pain knows that impacts every single bit of moving and turning quickly and all the things you have to do. So I'm believing in the Rams. I really like the pieces that they've established around the quarterback, and Jared Verse, I think, he's my defensive player of the year this year, which is a little bit further down the board, but a very, very fair concerns about Stafford. With San Francisco, I have no idea who's going to be healthy week to week on that
offense.
And
that's fair. And I think that's the biggest reason they weren't good last year.
Yeah.
Because you just couldn't depend on who's going to be healthy.
And right now, I feel like I took a screenshot of their wide receiving group. Russell Gage, Jordan Watkins, Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings, and Sky Moore to start
the season. The key there, Ricky Pearsall. That's a guy, and I know he had the shooting incident and all that. They spent a first-round pick on him.
Right.
When they already had good receivers there, they're going to have to depend a lot on him. And if he's good, I think their offense will be fine. If he struggles, they might have some problems there.
I also saw the news that Kendrick Bourne is going for a visit. I think it's maybe today. That's the kind
like
of guy that
fit.
could get some useful snaps for him at the beginning of the season.
I like
season.
That fit a lot there.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that would be good.
There you go.
All right, who's the last two standing in the AFC? What do we got?
So I think the AFC championship game, Dan, is the Ravens defeating the Chargers.
Oh.
And I think the NFC championship game is the Green Bay Packers defeating the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay. In the AFC, I would have the Buffalo Bills over the Chargers.
Okay.
I also believe in the Chargers kind of going on a nice run. And to your point, all of these young offensive players and difference makers gelling as the season goes along and looking a lot different than they do at the beginning of the year. On the NFC side, I would have the, where was my pick there? Shoot. So my wild cards, by the way, and I have a three team division in the North: Packers, Vikings, and then I was right down the middle between the Commanders and the Seahawks for my last spot. I'm very low on the 49ers, but I think the Eagles would still make it to the NFC title game. I'm going to risk it and believe in that this can be the year the Lions put it all together.
Okay,
Eagles Lions for my NFC, and I will go Eagles over the Lions, and I'm going Bills over the Eagles.
Okay, Bills Super Bowl champs. Yeah. All right, I'm going Ravens.
Okay.
And Bills Ravens is a week one Sunday night game coming up this Sunday. So
we'll learn
just
a lot
in time for that. Coming up next, we'll have our final segment of the show. And today is September 1st.
It is.
Where are the Red Sox going to be a month from today on October 1st? Are they going to fade? Are they going to win the division? Are they going to be a wild card team kind of in the middle? We're going to talk about that coming up next as they begin September baseball today. But first, it's time to trend with Dan Ball.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Red Sox salvaged the final game of their series against the Pittsburgh Pirates yesterday at Fenway Park. The final score was 5-2. Jarren Duran hit an inside the park home run at 14.71 seconds. It was the fastest of the four such home run by a Red Sox player in the StatCast era. It was also the fastest of the seven inside the park home runs in Major League Baseball this year. Boston opens up a three-game series against the Guardians this afternoon. First pitch at 1:35. Brian Bayo will start opposite Parker Messick. Here is your lineup for today as Roman Anthony leads off. He's in right. Alex Bregman at third. Trevor Story at short. Romy Gonzalez at second. Rob Refsnyder's your DH. With Nate Eaton in left, Sadon Rafaela in center. Nathaniel Lowe is at first. And Connor Wong is your catcher, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Mass Mutual pregame show with Joe Weil today at 12:35, and Cooper Boardman and Lenny DiNardo have the call of the game. New this morning, the Red Sox are adding right-handed pitcher Zach Kelly and catcher Ali Sanchez as their two September call-ups. Christian Campbell has not yet been ruled out as a potential call-up later on in the month. The Patriots open up the 2025 season on Sunday at 1 p.m. against the Raiders. The game will be broadcast on CBS. New England is currently a 2.5-point favorite. From across the NFL, the Cowboys have agreed to a four-year extension worth $92 million with Pro Bowl corner Deron Bland. The deal has $50 million in guaranteed money, including a $22 million signing bonus. And finally, Bill Belichick and the UNC Tar Heels play their first game tonight as they host TCU. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. TCU is 3.5-point favorites, and you can hear the game right here on WEEI. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Jones and Keefe with Lions and Ball coming up right after.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
After this.
Final segment of the Jones and Keith Fill-In Show. I'm John Lyons, here with Dan Ball and Jackson Burns producing. The pregame king, Joe Weil, will be joining us in just a couple minutes. Talk some Red Sox baseball. But Dan, we've talked about this a little bit earlier in the show. Want to get your thoughts. Today's September 1st.
Right.
And I think for the Red Sox, it's the best September 1st they've had since 2021.
No question.
Maybe even since 2018. Best September 1st.
I think I read 29, or this was the best August at least since 2019.
Okay. And 10-6 in their last 16 games, despite the frustrating Friday night loss to the Pirates. Where, Dan Ball, are these Red Sox on October 1st, a month from today?
They are, to me, they're in a wild card game. I think this team has both proven and the rest of the American League has proven that the Red Sox do deserve to be a playoff team this year. As much as the offensive inconsistencies concern me, I think to your point about Giolito, you have three starters who you should be able to trust most trips around the rotation. And we didn't even really talk that much about Peyton Tolley, but if there is anything close to what we saw on Friday in him for the rest of September, that changes things for me a lot, because it fully answers the question, what do you do with Walker Buehler no longer here? It gives you four guys that you can that you know what's coming every fifth day, and then you figure out if Dustin May is a part of the mix or not. I think they're a playoff team. I still don't know if they're, to me, a deep run in the playoff team. We were talking off air about how it seems like this year in the playoffs, they would be very matchup dependent. You get the Yankees, you feel good. You get the Mariners, and to your point, especially on the road, you don't feel as great. So I do think we're talking about a game two of a wild card series for the Boston Red Sox in a month's time.
Yeah, I think they're a wild card team too. I think the objective should be, can you get to that Toronto series on September 23rd within striking distance of the division?
Right.
Like, if you take two out of three, can you tie for the division lead in that series? And of course, you have Detroit after that to end the season. But you look at the September schedule, and I mean, you have to go on the road, but I'm not a believer in Arizona. You have six games against the A's, three at home, three on the road. They're not good. You do have three against the Yankees, but you've owned them this year. Then you have Tampa, who I don't believe in. Like, you have a lot of winnable games here. And then, of course, you end the month with three against the Blue Jays and then a series against the Tigers, which will be extremely difficult those last six games of the year.
Right.
But I think they're good enough. They should be able to, I think, put themselves in striking distance of the division on the 23rd. I think what could be their downfall is if Detroit's trying to lock up the number one seed and goes for it that final series, they're one of the teams out there that, as good as Bayo has been, as good as Giolito has been, Detroit's one of those teams out there I think that could still outpitch you.
You kind of need to, with that stretch of games leading up to the Toronto series, you need to be able to control your destiny by the time you play the Blue Jays and build yourself a cushion where you can do that. So no more of these lose two out of three to the Pirates. No more of these blow a chance to sweep a series against the Marlins. I need you winning two out of three, if not sweeping these teams that are cellar dwellers compared to you in the American League. And if you can start to do that, I really like what the final week of the regular season could look like for this team.
Let's bring in now the host of Red Sox pregame and postgame here on WEEI, the one and only Joe Weil. Joe, how are you?
Boys, how we doing?
What's up, Joe?
Doing well, Joe, and I'm going to ask you the same question. Today's September 1st. Where are the Red Sox on October 1st?
I agree with Dan in that they're going to be playing a wild card series, but my hope is that they're the top wild card. So they'll be the four seed, and we'll be talking about that first week of the playoffs, them playing a series at Fenway Park. And to me, that would be such a key for this group that's been so good at home, 42-27 at Fenway this year. They have fed off of that home crowd. And if they get that home series, you think about the way things would line up with it being a three-game series, those top three pitchers, as you guys were talking about, that looks pretty good for the Sox. So if they can do that, I'd feel pretty good about them getting to the divisional round and then seeing where things go after that.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting point about the importance of Fenway, because this is a team that the last few years has had a losing record at Fenway, and this year they've been great. They've had all these iconic moments. I mean, You can pick five iconic moments out of a hat, it feels like, at Fenway this year. I mean, you take two out of three from the Dodgers, the Rays walk off, all that. Is there something different about Fenway this year, Joe, or is it just they're better, so they're better at home?
Well, I think the right-handed bats have been a huge help for that. Alex Cora has talked about it a ton, just the need to get some real impact right-handed hitting at Fenway. And you have guys that have been able to use the monster to their advantage. I actually was talking with Carlos Narvaez yesterday in the clubhouse, and if you look at his numbers, the splits are pretty dramatic for him between the home and the road stuff. And he actually even said it to me, too, because I asked him, you know, why do you think you've been so good at home? He's like, you know, I know my numbers need to be better on the road, but, you know, home is a little bit more forgiving with that wall, because if you just, you know, bring it to the pole side, you're going to hit that wall a lot of times on balls that maybe would be out elsewhere. What he's also doing better recently, too, is going the opposite way. So that's been nice to see from Carlos Narvaez. Obviously, it's Connor Wong in the lineup today, but Bregman, even though this recent stretch hasn't been good, he's obviously been really good at home as well, and use the monster to his advantage. You have guys like Romy Gonzalez who have really stepped up and been a nice right-handed presence as well. And, you know, this whole Christian Campbell trajectory this year has been so bizarre. I don't think we forget, because I think we appreciate Romy Gonzalez, but the fact that he can just stabilize second base now is a huge boost for this group. And he's been such a good run producer in terms of RBIs as well. And Rob Refsnyder, great to have him back too. So I think the right-handed bats have been helpful. I do think another thing is just the pitching. I mean, you look at like Giolito too. That's one of those guys that at home has pitched so well. His last six starts at Fenway, 5-0, 0.69 ERA. So I think it's been a mix of things, but I do think the bats from a home hitting standpoint, they have guys in terms of their profile that actually fit it a little bit better. And you figure Alex Cora is smiling just thinking about that, because he'd been clamoring for that right-handed bats that can do damage, and he has that now.
So today being September 1st, also September call-ups, gone are the days when you can just call up all of the Worcester Red Sox and have a 50-man roster for the rest of the year. But you get Zach Kelly and Ollie Sanchez to start. You mentioned Christian Campbell. Are there other names that you have on your radar as September goes along that maybe you'd like to see for a week or two up here in Boston?
Well, at the very least, I think we're going to see Kyle Harrison come up here soon. And I at least I would think, right? Because they haven't, I'm just going to double check this right now that I'm not mixing this up. They have not announced they haven't announced a Wednesday starter, and you figure they want to push Tolley back, get him some more rest.
Yeah.
Just because he's in his first full professional season. So he's a guy I would expect to be here on Wednesday. Obviously, I don't have confirmed reports on that, but
he was scratched. Was he yesterday?
Yes, he was scratched yesterday. Yeah, and the rotation just needs that extra body right now, and I want to see what he can do. Right, and I talked about this a couple days ago, and I heard you guys talk a little bit about the middle of the order, you know, and the lack of thump there, especially from what we felt kind of post All-Star break. You did trade away Rafael Devers, and you know, listen, record wise, everything, it's worked out really well, but You want to see some return on the guys you got back in that deal. And Jordan Hicks has not been it, right?
That's a nice way to put it. Yes.
Say the least.
Yeah.
I want to see what they have in this kid, Kyle Harrison, and what he can do. And they've mixed up his repertoire a little bit down there in Worcester, too. So I want to see what we can get out of him down the stretch. And I think he's a guy that's going to have a big role moving forward.
Especially on that point, because then they subsequently flipped Tibbs right at the deadline.
He's gone
so
too.
Really, all you have left is Harris. I mean, we'll see if that single A Bayo prospect is any good 4 years from now. So, Joe, last question for you. You think they're going to be in a wild card series. Is the division a plausible thing for them to win this month?
Absolutely. I mean, you guys mentioned that they have a series against the Blue Jays, so you can kind of take care of some of the ground there. And the Blue Jays have not been playing good baseball. Their bullpen, by the way, has been awful since the All-Star break. Like, if you look at the stats, one of the worst teams in baseball in terms of bullpen ERA. And one thing I did say on the radio yesterday in postgame was, one thing with this team, I'm not saying there aren't flaws. I'm not saying that this team is going to win the World Series or get to the World Series. The one thing I do, like, when I think about this group, you think about their A plan, right? And when I say A plan, your best pitchers, your best starters, and then your best relievers. I think they match up pretty well with just about every other team in the American League. Like, if you're going to your A guys, where it's Crochet or Bayo or Giolito, but then you mix in those 7, 8, 9 guys, Wilson or even Matz now, but then you really get to Whitlock and Chapman. Like, what other teams in the American League can really match that up? Obviously, the Tigers on their best day could, you know, where you have somebody like Skubal, but That's where I like where the Sox are at in terms of where they built this pitching and where they're at with it. But we'll see, obviously. One more month to go.
He is Joe Weil. You can stick around and hear him on the Red Sox pregame show sponsored by MassMutual. Dan Ball, it was a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, John. Great to work with you.
I'll be on with you again soon in September. I'm John Lyons, and for Jackson Burns, thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your Labor Day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.